The seven-day ultimatum issued by the Federal Civil Service Union has passed this weekend. Union President Fidelis Ide says he expects the government to commence negotiations without delay, or else a strike may be inevitable.
We believe that the only way this can be addressed is that the government allow the platform, which is the Joint Council, to engage with the appropriate government agencies to take these issues on its merit based on the criteria already established. So this ultimatum is from Monday to Friday. By Friday, we will be meeting again, the 8 unions and the ministerial representatives, to find out whether this process has started. If it has not started, then it is most likely we may proceed towards an industrial action.
About 33,000 out of 160,000 civil servants in Africa's most populous country will lose their jobs this year as part of a program of reforms. The government says the reforms are intended to improve efficiency in the public service, but union officials say the government has failed to follow laid-down procedure in a planned retrenchment. Ide is particularly worried that twice as many workers as announced by the government may lose their jobs in the next few months.
At the end of the day, we may be dealing with almost over 60,000 workers within just a few months of the exit of this government. I cannot quite factor the rationale for this, and we are very worried and concerned about it.
Nigeria's largest trade union, the Nigerian Labour Congress, says it will support a strike if no compromise is achieved. Labour Congress leader Adams Oshiomhole says the job cuts are not in the national interest. Critics say the government's reforms have yet to translate into better conditions for Nigeria's 140 million people, most of whom live on less than $1 a day. Gabriel Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.